I hope to show this weekend that, you know, I'm very athletic. For a big man, I can move. I've got good feet. And, you know, be able to show kind of my hip explosion. Something that I've been able to do well is, as I prepare, is, you know, just work on, like, little aspects of my game and really be able to show them how I move off the film.
I think just be consistent out on the field in shorts. Just be the same guy they see on tape. You know, I'm confident in the tape that you know, they're watching, and just to show that I can move in shorts and be consistent.
I think my strengths as a player, I like to think that I'm very consistent. I play definitely through the whistle, and I think that's also one of my weaknesses, as everyone likes to comment on. But no doubt about it, I like to play through the whistle and do whatever I can to put people in the dirt as much as possible.
I tell them, you know, I'm going to bring a physical demeanor. You know, I'm going to play with that that mentality that we have at Stanford, and then also bring a lot of athleticism and natural football intelligence, just understanding the game and being able to play fast.
Oh, most definitely. I've played with many NFL caliber players, Jonathan Martin, David Yankee, David DeCastro. They've all kind of helped me grow as I've helped them grow, especially David DeCastro, since I played next to him, and he kind of molded me from a young age.
6'5", excuse me. I thought I was 6'6" for the past 2 years of my life. I was cheated, but I was 262 today.
Yeah, like you said, a lot of tight ends in the NFL are either blocking tight end or receiving tight end. You know, I like watching Rob Gronkowski. He's kind of someone I look up to in you know, you can dominate both of the line of scrimmage and down the middle of the field, and you know, that's who I want to kind of be like.
My basketball background definitely helps me out in the fact of going up for jump balls and being able to move my hips in and out of routes, and I mean, it just translates very well to the tight end position.
I think just my, you know, overall pass catching ability, my route running, and I think that people underestimate that, and you know, the scheme we ran, you know, we had two true freshman quarterbacks throwing me the ball, and if that's not ignored, you know, I caught 106 balls that people are going to say it's the scheme of the offense. But at the same time, you know, you have to be able to get open. You have to be able to run good routes. You know, you have to do different things to disguise your route running. And I feel like that's the best thing that I do as a receiver and as a tight end.